Hi, everybody. You're back listening to Next Man Up. I'm Caden Harris. I'm here with Coach K. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
From a student and player perspective, it was good seeing you back on the sideline. How did you feed off the energy at that Lawrence Central game? Because I know the students and players did a lot.
Yeah, the energy was great. The student section, the fans were great. And just being back on the sideline felt good. I kind of forgot about the pain in my shoulder for a few hours and got to focus on something I really enjoy, which is football.
How do you think the LC game went overall?
Really good. I thought our defense played really well. Obviously, I've never been in a game where you force three safeties. But most importantly in that game, I thought our offense, starting off with two consecutive scoring drives to start the game, I believe our quarterback at one point in the first two drives was 9 of 10 throwing for two touchdowns, both of them, I believe, to Chaz Corley. So I thought our offense was clicking really well early. Thought we sputtered a little bit in the second quarter, but by that time we were already up 33 or whatever it was. But I thought all around we played well. You know, we forced some bad punts, had some great kickoff coverage this week, got some things to clean up there. Our second wave is getting too far into the first wave, and we got to kind of get that cleaned up. Didn't get a lot in the kickoff return, partly because of the way they were kicking, and they onside kicked the first one, which doesn't give you any chance to return it. Really excited. We got our first special teams touchdown this year with a punt return by Keith Jackson. Got a great block from the corner. Instead of running to the sideline, he ran him across. Key saw it, took off up the sideline, got some key blocks down the field. And so we really kind of contributed in all three facets of the game. Was pleased with our effort and energy, but long way to go. When we got done with film on Saturday with the defense, players could tell we were a little frustrated with some of the things they were doing that we're not coaching them to do. And if we're playing a great team this week. So if we're not on point and doing it the way we need it to be done, it'll be a problem this week.
What are the challenges in the upcoming game against the team out west, especially with their weapons and players, Elijah Price and Mark Zachary?
Well, they got some real weapons. They got a couple quarterbacks they've been playing the last few weeks that are really good. Obviously, Mark Zachary's one of the top players, if not the state, in the country. He's a Notre Dame commit. You got Isaiah White, who's going to Illinois. You've got other kids. They've got an offensive line that I think is exceptional. Their linebackers are not overly large, but they're very athletic and very physical. They're solid. They're well coached. We're going to have to play four quarters. The idea, I know there's a lot of people chirping about, well, you've done this and you haven't given up this and nobody scored this. And it's really kind of irrelevant. This is a rivalry game. They're the defending 6A state champs. Until somebody beats them in the tournament, they are the defending 6A state champs. And so we're playing a team that last year ran the table on everybody. And if we're not ready to play, we'll be in for a long night.
Past games, the coaches have changed up offensive and defense scheme a little every matchup. So are there any major changes this week?
At this point, no. We got to get better at what we do. We always scheme, and that's the reason our staff meets on Sundays all day, is we're always scheming to fit our opponent and making some adjustments. But at the end of the day, it's about players making plays. And when they make plays, you have a chance.
And then how do you get players to forget Ben Davis' record of 1-3 and prepare them for another big rivalry game?
Well, for starters, you don't talk about it. You talk about how they beat you last year 31-28. They beat you the year before that 42-28. You focus on what you can control, which is the game in front of you, and you don't dwell on what they've done to this point, because they come in here Friday night and they win. Nobody's going to care that they were 1-3, all right? They're just going to care that you didn't win the game. And so your focus has got to be the team that's in front of you, not their record, not their past, but what's in front of you right now. And we know we're playing a great team.
And then the last question for today, and of course the big question, how does it feel to be back coaching against a team that you were previously at?
Well, I get that asked a lot. For 18 years, I got that asked when I was at the school on the west side. I got that asked when we'd have to play the school on the east side. Now I'm on the school on the east side. I get asked about playing the team on the west side. I don't get into it a whole lot. I'm a Warren grad. I'm a Warren kid. I grew up on the east side. This is home to me. Feels good to be here. But I've got a lot of great, great memories on the west side as well, with a lot of great people and great kids. Some of them are still coaches on the staff that not only played for me, but coached for me. They're still on the staff there. No ill will whatsoever. It's our next game, and I'm just focused on getting Warren Central to be the best football version we can be.
All right. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.